With Laura Fox
podcast.
Now, love it or hate it, Debs Night is a big part of life for young people in Ireland. But the idea of all that fancy gear, bright lights and loud music can make it not worth the stress for students with autism. That is until now. And on the line is the mum and SNA turned event promoter, Teresa Hickey, who is holding a different kind of Debs altogether, the Golden Tie Ball, which is on in September. Teresa, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi Emma, how are you?
I'm great.
Thanks for having me on.
Oh, listen, thanks for joining us. So, Teresa, what's it all about and where did you get the idea for the Gold Tie Ball come from?
Well, David, my son, who is the main reason behind all this, he's 19 and he finished school this year. And he always wanted to go to the Debs. He always talked about it because he saw his older sister going 3 years ago. And we, you know, at the back of my mind, I was always thinking maybe a traditional Debs probably wouldn't suit him, and he wouldn't be able for it really. So last September, I was thinking about it, and I said to my husband Connor, you know, why don't we organise our own Debs? And he was like, you're mad. And I went, tell the feelers out there, and I put it out on social media, on my own social media, and my two daughters put it on their social media. And people came in and said, yeah, definitely go for it. And a very good friend of mine and a relative of my husband, Ray O'Callaghan, came on board and said he'd help me straight away because he'd done big events for Down Syndrome Cork. So, and then the deputy CEO from As I Am saw it on social media and she came forward and she said, she put her hand up and she said she'd help us, and she's been amazing as well. So it stemmed from that and it took off from that. And we approached the Radisson Blue in Little Island and they said, yeah, definitely, we're on board as well. So that's how it got going.
Brilliant. I absolutely love the sound of it. But for some of the listeners who might not think that the idea maybe of having something separate for autistic young people, that it might exclude them in some ways, what would you say to that?
No, this is the opposite. Yeah. Definitely, as from being an SNA and it's all about inclusion, traditional Debs wouldn't be autism friendly at all in the normal sense. So that's why I felt David wouldn't be able to go to his own. So it's the same as traditional Debs in every other way, but it's just we've made a lot of measures to make sure that it's more autism friendly.
And you mentioned there about, you know, contacting the Radisson and the deputy CEO of As I Am getting in touch. But when you told David that you were going to do this, Debs, so how did you then go about kind of making it happen?
Well, what I did was initially we talked about it and I said to him, would this be something you'd like to do? And he said, definitely. And he talked to his friends, because a lot of his autistic friends haven't gone to Debs in the last few years for this very reason. And that's kept propping up for us as well. And I kind of went, this isn't right. Why aren't they going to their Debs?
Yeah.
And even friends of Emma's hadn't gone to their Debs. A lot of them is because it's a very overwhelming night.
Yeah.
And it just is too much for them. And also, lots of them don't want to get dressed up in the formal gear of a Debs dress or a suit. So we said we'd change that. So we've said no dress code, and so that they can wear whatever they want. So and that's taken away a lot of pressures for autistic people. And I think that's why, you know, they'd like to come to this one.
And for David and his friends, I'd imagine they were absolutely delighted to hear this.
But true.
You kind of when you step outside of your own inner circle, what's the response been like for it?
Oh, unbelievable. At work, everybody was like, oh my God, this is brilliant. Yeah, definitely. Go for it. There's a lot of work obviously involved.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it because I'm an SNA and also a mother. But there is a lot to organize an event. But I've had great help. People are unbelievable in Ray and in Fiona Ferris. And it's just, and everybody, all my friends and family and my colleagues at work, everybody's on board. So that's made it my life a lot easier.
Yeah.
So it's hopefully it'll be a great night and everyone's looking forward to it. Yeah.
It sounds like such a gorgeous event and I know the hard work that's gone into it, but like when it happens, it's all going to pay off. So the big night's happening on September 8th. So for any listeners who might be interested in finding out more, where can they go?
They can go to the Instagram, our Instagram page. It's the Gold Tie Debs Ball. It's all one word and no caps. So that's where they'll find out all the information about the tickets. And even like Eventbrite is where you buy the tickets. And even on Eventbrite, when you go in, as a parent or a carer or as an autistic person, there's loads of questions there to make the night easier for you. Things like where you want to sit, do you want to be near the DJ, do you want to be away from the DJ, the music will be a lower volume, the lighting will be down. there'll be a sensory room for them to go to. They can choose what they want to eat. Whereas at a normal Debs, you might have just two choices of, you know, a sit-down dinner. We're doing a buffet-style dinner where they exactly what they'll put down on the event price, they'll get on the night. And if they don't want to eat food, because a lot of autistic people would find food overwhelming, they can bring their own food, and the hotel are fine about that. So we're just making it as comfortable and safe as possible for all the autistic adults on the night.
It sounds absolutely perfect. I can imagine there's probably a lot of people listening now being like, oh my God, we need to be there. And is it, you have a video with the layout of it. I know you mentioned it there, you can choose where you sit. So can you tell us about that?
Yeah. There will be measures in place. What we will do coming up closer to the date is we'll have a visual guide. So I know particularly as well with David that they want to know what's coming. They want to know what's going to happen. So a visual guide, and there'll be a video tour of the venue. So we'll actually go down and video the entrance, what to expect, where what the room will look like, so they know exactly what it will be and where the bathrooms are. There'll also be a sensory map of the event. So, and also, they're like, if they have their own sensory accommodations equipment, they can always bring those with them. So we just want to make it as comfortable as possible for them and have no surprises, so they know exactly what to expect before they get there even.
Oh, Teresa, do you know what? I absolutely love the sound of this. And I just think, fair play to you. I think this is going to be such a huge thing for so many people out there who felt that they couldn't go to their Debs. And you know what? I wish you the best of luck with this. So listen, thank you so much for talking to us
about
the Golden Tie Ball.
Thanks so much, Emma.
And you'll have to let everyone know how it goes then.
I will, definitely. Thank you so much for having me on.
No worries. And fair play to you. And best of luck with it, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. I hope you have a great night. Bye-bye. FM with Laura Fox. Podcast.